Very much, Stefan, and it's almost the end of the day. Thank you very much for being so patient. Everybody is probably exhausted, and maybe you're hungry. I don't know, but who knows? We're going to talk about the traffic network, but with a different approach than the one that you heard about till now. Why? What are those mechanisms when restoring rivers, when we take away, when we remove dams? The first question we could raise is why should we get interested in traffic interactions? This is just a reminder. You need to eat to live and not to live to be able to eat. Well, the major preoccupation of any living organism is about how to get food. Now, obviously, it means that it brings about a whole bunch of different consequences in this community. And the approach that we want to adopt is not to look at one community, but at all the communities and interaction. It's very ambitious, but hopefully it's going to be interesting. But before that, it takes some basis of functional ecology of river. The first concept that you need to know is indeed that within the water, there is a functioning that brings about two distinguished feed chains. You have the green lab one, or detritic ones, which are based on, well, on the brown web. So you have the green web and the brown web. But this is systematic. And this scheme is really duplicating wherever you have water in a more classical way. And then it takes consumers and predators. So it is easy. And in rivers, you also have to know that it is not a kind of hermetic ecosystem. The river is open to the catchment area, is going to exchange a lot of energy and material with the terrestrial systems all around, but also open up to for small rivers on the ocean. And this opening up will lead to an exchange of organic matter or energy with consequences on this trophic population. And then also, and this brings us really to the heart of our subject and dam removal, it is the connectivity. And connectivity can be defined in different ways. You may talk about the functional connectivity, and this is what I'm going to concentrate on. If you look at the river from the source to the ocean, you see that there is a certain laterality of the transfer systems. If I take another way of looking at that with the slopes, for instance, added to that first dimension of lateral transfer, you will also observe the drift of organic matter downstream and the possible link with the ecosystem which is downstream, which is the ocean, because of the migration of fish, for instance. Whenever you install a dam, you will interrupt those functional cycles which are part of the river, of the life of a river. If not a total disruption, then at least an interruption or an alteration. And we are going to block the drifts. We are going to stop or to block the transfer from the marine universe to the river. And we will also have new nutrients coming up. So now that we know about the basis, one of the first things I would like to draw your attention upon is the one of the alteration of the trophic networks that we observed in the Sélune downstream from the dams. In the precedent presentations, we heard about the dam filtering those sediments. And remember what we said at the beginning on traffic networks? We have a feed chain, the brown web, which is directly connected to this organic matter. And what we observe upstream from the dam is a functioning of those traffic networks, which is extremely oriented towards energy sources from the tritic sources. Now, we have filtered this resource with the dam, but since nature always gets on with almost everything, downstream, you see an increase of the green web, which is this feed chain, which is based on primary producers. And it shows that for the invertebrate species downstream, you have the whole downstream feed chain, which becomes a little bit artificial and which is carried by this green stream production. That's the first result in a certain way. The second result is that we have talked about the possible transfer of marine nutrients because of the migrating fish. This is what we could observe on this, what you can see on this graph. Here you may observe the proportion of marine nutrients loaded with nitrogen that could be transported by marine species or migration fish. You have small benthic species, but also invertebrates or the primary producers, where you have a trend to have more marine nutrients accumulated at the basis, at the foot of the dam, compared with the upstream quantity. This is because we have an artificial situation which is linked to the dams, this flow that naturally, biologically speaking, has to go up the river is blocked by the dam. And then there is a third result. We had to choose, of course, to make this very ultra-rapid kind of presentation. We have an enormous amount of data, but this one seems to be interesting because it's a little bit, well, it's conveying hope. As I was saying, eating means living. And for a certain number of migrating fish, it will be necessary to find the necessary amount of trophic species to be able to support the nurseries, etc. That was the question. Are we going to have enough aquatic invertebrate biomass to feed the fish with? And it seems that the answer is yes, be it on the main flow, the river in green, or the main affluents in blue. It is the case because we observed, moreover, that the more invertebrate species you have, the more fish you have, because it's a classical kind of relationship. The more biomass, the more fish you have. I mean, the more food you have, the more predators you are going to have for this, or species interested for that food, which means that the Sélune will be ready to host those newcomers. We have some concerns or alerts around those results also. First, what happens within the Mont-Saint-Michel Bay, a work that has been done and has investigated this very specific ecosystem, which is the one of the Mont-Saint-Michel Bay, which is directly connected with the Sélune, since we are downstream of the Sélune Valley. And it has been shown and demonstrated that this is particularly important for a number of marine species, not necessarily migrating ones. I think of the sea bass in particular. And what is going to happen in terms of development of those zones to feed the juveniles with the sea bass, etc. Here we have to be careful because We should not lose too many habitats and functionality of those zones. It's a feeding zone for our marine fish species. And the second signal or concern is about the fact that the colonization by the crayfish is going to happen, and we will have to be careful to observe those phenomenons, plus the consequences that it will have on the different ecosystems. And then, this has also been said before, we know that the European catfish is there and that the population is growing downstream of the dams. We thought that the population was bigger in lakes, but it's not true. It seems that it is really downstream after the dam, and we will look at that during the visit. Now, this is really for us to be alerted, because we do not want to restore the Selun to restore also the catfish. I mean, we need the salmon. We don't need the catfish. So we will have to handle all that and those questions by the end. Now, to complete this presentation, we now have reached a very important knowledge basis on the ecological functioning of those trophic networks in the waters. Now, the future will consist in looking at how this ecologic balance is going to be challenged with the dam removal and the rhythm also for this restoration. And I really committed to say that there are two projects currently developed to prolong this work on aquatic milieus. There is one which is being done by Emilia Lin within our lab to characterize the movements of salmon during the upstream migration, which is going to be facilitated by getting rid of the dams. And a second work which concerns those sensitive zones in the Mont-Saint-Michel Bay, where you have the feeding basis of our marine animals, which will concern a certain amount of eels, since we know that the population is going to change after the removal of the dam. And I would like to thank all the people who have been working with me on this project. You will recognize them, they will recognize themselves, and I thank you very much for your attention. You were very brave and courageous till now.